The information provided on this podcast does not and is not intended to constitute legal advice. Listeners should contact their attorney to obtain advice with respect to any particular legal matter.
Welcome to Pacifica Issues Podcast, our take on legal issues in the Pacifica community. We are the co-hosts. My name is Leo Malfosio.
And my name is Ruby Fanaika Fangao. Pacifica Issues Podcast welcomes monthly contributions. Donors will receive special mention in future episodes. We invite sponsors to contact us if they'd like to partner on our future episodes. We also invite listeners to visit our Facebook page, Pacifica Issues Podcast, and comment below each episode to continue the conversation. Feel free to share our episodes on your platforms and help us raise awareness on Pacifica issues.
So our topic is on Free West Papua. This has been an ongoing topic in the Pacifica community, and we're here to help us dissect the matter. We have special guests. His name is Herman Weigai. And please tell us about yourself.
Yes, I'm West Papuan representative for United Nations, but also as one of the West Papuan leader fighting non-violently to reach our goal for get independence from Indonesian government. So it's pleasure to talk to you about what's happening in West Papua today in U.S. Thank you.
First of all, I want to say thank you, sir, for making the time available from your busy schedule to be here for this recording. And, my sister and I were really excited about this topic because we talked about it before on a different show. But the thing is, we wanted to get the feedback, sort of like the perspective of people that have really experienced it. And this is really a blessing for us to have you on our show. Someone that knows a lot about what's going on. I know we did our research and we found some really interesting stuff. And so this is really big. And, again, we wanted to thank you for being on this show. And so I guess the first thing that we wanted to, if you can kind of like tell us a little bit of what's going on in West Papua. If someone were to ask you what's going on in West Papua, as someone who's from there, also have experienced what's going on over there, could you tell us just a little bit, just to kind of get us going with our topic of what's going on over there?
Yes. When we're talking about the West Papuan, like you already know, the West Papua is located on the Pacific region. When I talk to people here in the United States, do you know what's happening in West Papua? They haven't heard about it, and they have no idea about it, because West Papua until today is still close to the world, outside the world.
Right.
Because Indonesian government doesn't want any foreign people, like journalists or for instance, not to visit West Papua. So in the last 5 decades, in the movement of West Papua, we are fighting. It's like people still don't know about it. So it's something that when we are talking about human rights abuses in West Papua for almost 60 years now, it's still never heard by the international community. The people still don't know. So that's why for us in West Papua, and we need to speak up about that and to get the message across to different continents. Like now we are here in the United States. I'm here as a West Papuan freedom fighter, but also as a West Papuan, one of the West Papuan leader, been going through in the difficult situation in our country in West Papua. I committed for my struggle non-violence. I fighting non-violently with my colleagues in West Papua. I involved in the West Papuan movement in 1989. 30 years ago. 30 years ago in 1988, that's my first time I involved in West Papuan struggle with other West Papuan leader. We have been fighting for almost, I'm personally for 30 years now. So I had experience. I had experience what happened in West Papua, what the Indonesian government did for my people. They continue to kill West Papuan people in 1988. They arresting people in 1988 and then 1989 and continue in the Indonesian Reformation era, they call it, Indonesian regime, they call it Reformation. Reformation era means something changed, but there's nothing changed in West Papua when we follow the story. For those who are I learned about West Papuan, and you can check in online through the social media. You can find out about it. Something is nothing changed in West Papua. Even though in West Papua, in the current government, President Jokowi mentioned about something that they approved to solve the problem in the development language. They say like that, but. Is that like, in the name of development, but people still suppressed by the government, the current government. People, when they organize protest peacefully, they get arrested. When people they try to talk about the culture issue, they want to singing about the culture, the culture right or freedom right or environment right. They compose song about those things. They get arrested because that's the government that created the regulation to restricting all these things. So that's something that in West Papua we don't have freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, something that America has. Like here in US, you can talk. Freely, like brother and sister, you know about it. Like we are in US, right. And also in Australia or in Europe, people can move around freely without any suppress by the government. When you say something, you get arrested. Even though, like in the United Nations, they always believe about the language of democracy and the language of. Right of assembly, but it's something that's absolutely not happening in West Papua. So yeah, West Papua is still close to the international community, is still close because Indonesian government doesn't want to like any foreigner people like journalists or human rights group to visit West Papua and operate. So something that I'm really excited to talk about it like today when we have conversation, and I will say more like when we talk about it. Thank you,
Ryan. Right.
That's awesome.
Correct me if I'm wrong, 1898 is when it became a colony of the Dutch, and then I'm curious to find out how Indonesia became part of, well, essentially how they got into this conflict. Explain what happened and from that point on and how Indonesia became involved.
Yes, this is something that in the historical context that we learned. Indonesia and West Papua, we are former Dutch government, Dutch colony.
Indonesia, right.
Itself, and then West Papua. So during the time in 1960s, that's when Dutch government promised to give us to give West Papua independence in 1961. That's like on December 1. That's something that's when you see that every 1st December every
right.
year, West Papua was, people, you... we always celebrate that as a national day, one of the West Papua national day. To the promise of the Dutch government to give an independence for West Papua in 1961.
Right.
So that's okay. Something that Dutch government didn't fulfill the promise. So they just walk away from that. So like that's the same same for Dutch government. And the Dutch government recognized Indonesia to get the freedom work because of the proclamation day that founding father of Indonesia, Mr. Sukarno, asked for the Dutch government to recognize the independence of Indonesia in 1945. So this is something that West Papua we learn and we believe that Dutch government, when you promise to give us independence in 1961, you need to fulfill that. But yeah. Because of the historical context learned from the how colonial country that they control the different region in the Pacific, like including the Polynesia, Macronesia, and West Papua is like part of the Melanesian, and something that's learned from the Dutch colony, and they don't fulfill that. So under the they arise the agreement, the international agreement. So they call one of the agreement they call New York Agreement, and on August 15, 1962. So according to the New York Agreement, West Papua should be choose what do West Papua want. They want to get independent or self-determination, or they want to part of Indonesia. That's according to the agreement, New York Agreement. That's UN believe that give the opportunity to West Papua. So we West Papua need to have their own choice, one man, one vote, under the article they mentioned about that. But in the practice, they changed in some way that Indonesian government, that the intervenant also advised by the President Kennedy administration that time, that they wanted to see that how West Papuan people they are ready or not. They choose the 1025, but that's it's not like according to the international standard. So that's like according to Indonesian standard. So they choose 1025 out of 800,000 West Papuan, the population at that time in 1969. So 1025 out of 800,000, they pick up them on the gunpoint and intimidate them and terror them to say to them, like, if you want to to teach them, to teach them, like, if you want to get your freedom, or you want to be part of Indonesia. So under the gunpoint, and they have no choice. So that's why we say during the time under New York Agreement, a second test, like, they had no choice because there's 1,025 people that's under gunpoint, so they had no choice. So that's why they just scared for their life. They got shot by the Indonesian government people, so they just in the gunpoint, and they chose to be part of Indonesia in the agreement. However, even though, like, in the second tenses, like, New York Agreement, the agreement that West Papua had between the situation that West Papua should be, like, get independence according to the New York Agreement, but they don't implement that for the West Papua. So it's like, not entire West Papua choose, because if they say one man, one vote, but not one man, one vote. There's just only few people. Like, I can say that few people, just like less than one person to choose to be part of Indonesia. So there's something like we've been fighting to ask for United Nations to review the New York Agreement, what's happening in 1969. So what I'm saying now is, like, according to the agreement, even though I say one man, one vote, but however, they arranged another agreement. They say Rome Agreement. They say one month later, on September 30, 1962. So New York Agreement on 15 August 1962. But they arranged another agreement. They call Rome Agreement. on Rome Agreement, September 30, 1962, they arranged for Indonesian government to administer the West Papua. It's only for 25 years. So according to the agreement, start from 1st May 1963 up until 1988, should be administration of West administration of Indonesia on West Papua is finished. Should be West Papua need to be sent to, I mean, to be reviewed again by UN to put in the decolonization committee to let West Papuan people they want to in the future for the country. That's something that one of West Papuan leader is called Dr. Tom Wenga. Is one of the like related to my family, like he is one my uncle, but also is one of the West Papuan leader. Remind international community about that agreement, Rome Agreement. Okay, Indonesian government, you administer West Papua is enough until 1st May in 1988. So start from the 1st May 1963 up until 1st May 1988. So that should be finished. Indonesia, your administration, West Papua should be finished on 1st May 1988. So something that we are West Papua, we are declared, we are making a strong statement on and December 14, 1988, to say to international community, say to US government, say to Australian government, say to Euro Parliament or international community itself, like United Nations, say like, okay, from now on, West Papua, we are ready to run our country without any foreign rule by Indonesia. But it's not happening. It's not happening. So it's something that's up until today, West Papua, we do believe that we need to, because West Papua is like international case. That's the one international case that United Nations not implemented the language, their belief on the regulation that call what they call in New York Agreement, one man, one vote. So let West Papua vote. Something is like now we are campaigning. Let West Papua vote. What do West Papua want? They want to get the independence, or they want to be part of Indonesia. So something that's like, we learn from the historical context that under the agreement, New York agreements not implemented according to what they say, one man, one vote.
Thank you for listening. Please join us for our next episode on Pacifica Issues Podcast.